Right, so we're in the middle of Lamites, page Lamites, that's Siv Beis in the Asein, and the Chofetz Chaim was saying that the Yesod of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha is that we have to act towards another the way we would want that people should act to us. And just like I would be very upset if somebody would be going around and saying even a little fault of mine, even though I happen to know that I have more than that little fault, but nevertheless when somebody else talks about it, that's very disturbing. So too, you're over the assay of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamoicha if you talk about somebody else's fault. And he says, V'loy L'chinam, four lines before the end of the paragraph Beis, V'loy, on page Lamites, my volume, V'loy L'chinam, kos v'lonu ha-Torah ma'isa de Noach. And it's not for naught that the Torah wrote the ma'isa of Noach, that it says, V'yesh, v'yishkar, v'yiskal. It says that Noach became drunk and he became uncovered. V'yar chom and chom suah. Yeshem v'yefes, kisu es eves aviyem. But Shem and Yefes, they went ahead and covered the error of their father. V'gam sipra lonu ha-Torah ha-Brocha she-Birchom Noach v'niskayim b'lupsayif. And then the Torah tells us about the bracha that Shem and Yefes got, which became fulfilled at the end. That Shem became the great Klal Yisrael, and Yefes became the great world power. L'hara islanu, what's the point? L'hara islanu es gedula samida hazayis. The greatness of this midah, shetzarich adam l'chapos al gnus chaver b'chol koichai k'moy al shalatzli. Just like on himself, he would like to do the best that he can to cover up on his own shame, so too the Torah was saying here that Shem and Yafes acted properly because they were trying to protect their father's gnus and shame. V'lefamim, so that's the second assay. The third assay, v'lefamim o'i v'namim b'mitzvah assay, d'v'tzedek tishvot asam yisecha. Now, there's another mitzvah assay is to be down a person l'kaf schus, k'gayim. Shero es chaver shediber osam aysa. You saw your friend did something, said something, or did something. V'yesh v'davar hazel l'shofte l'tzad ha-tov l'tzad ha-schus o'i l'apchai. And there's two ways that you can judge this person. It could be he meant something right, could be not. Could be he did something wrong, could be not. Even if he's just a regular person, not somebody who we know is so tremendously zoyer on every mitzvah. Nevertheless, so we have a chiyuv to be judge him favorably. And if this person is not a beinoni that sometimes does averis, but he's a yireh lukim that seems to be sinless, then the mitzvah of Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha tells us that even if it looks very guilty, you know, circumstantial evidence looks very bad, nevertheless, that you have to judge him l'kav schus. And if a person sees somebody did something, which could be he did wrong, could be he did right. I saw him walk into a trade for a restaurant. I'm sure he went and he, you know, bought something not kosher. Oy hamakabel shenis chazik etzlo lignus avu zeh shesham olav. Or the person who here heard him say that he went into that place and now he became lower in his eyes. V'lo donos alakav schus, and he didn't judge him favorably. Oyver b'mitzvah asei zo. So notice he had an obligation to be don lakav schus, and he wasn't. So you're over another asei. And the next, the imai de sipure haloshen hara rechilus hishpilus chavero achi ibed michyasa yedizet. And if you cause the person now to lose his parnasa because of what you said, kagoyin shibet ne roya levava yipirsa mal chavero she'enu ish mehemen, because of the not good situation in your heart, and there's roya levava, you are mafarsin that this person is not trustworthy, and therefore they took him out of the Diamond Club job. Or he's a craftsman, and they said he doesn't do a good job. So it says, even a ger and a toishav, which means a toishav means a not a Jew, who keeps the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And in another place it says, specifically about Yidden, Shinitztavinu b'zeh, L'ha'gazik b'yad Yisrael shemach v'litin lo'y matana e'halva or lasasim ha'shutafus, that if a person is becoming poor, so there's a mitzvah to give him a gift or to give him a loan or to become a partner with him or lahamtzi loy malacha, or to find him a job, kidei sheyischazik bazev loyipol v'yitzarach labriyos, so that he should be able to support himself. So in other words, there's a mitzvah saseh of achei ochicha imoch, that you have a mitzvah saseh to try to help out a person in his parnasa. So what could be a greater transgression of this assay of helping him get a job than to cause him that he should lose his job? So that's another assay. And then the Chavetz Chaim says that you're also able to love of the assay of achayach techiach, which means that you have a mitzvah to rebuke somebody if he's doing something wrong. Kigayin. Imroya shechaver maskel esaper loy bignus chavero. If you see a guy's about to start saying lashon hara, who yodei shidvar of yunishmam lamasape, and you know if you say, stop, l'schus refon lechemi ben ada, please stop talking, you know that he'll listen. Vafilim suffik loy bozeh. Even if you have a question, maybe he'll stop, maybe not. So you have an obligation to stop him, and so he doesn't sin. If you don't say anything, if unfortunately we're a wimp and we're afraid to say something, I'm embarrassed to say, I don't want to look like a frumi or something like that, so then so you were over the assay of a chayach techiach. You had an obligation to give musar, to stop him from doing the veira, and you didn't. All this is talking about if you're doing it just privately. But if a person joins a group, which the Chavetz Chaim says, sometimes it could be a group around a shalashudas table. So he says, if you join a group of people that are bashmutzing other people, either because you want to be a contributor, or you want to just be a recipient. So it's interesting how the Chavetz Chaim, we'll see, he writes himself, how he went through all the Tariq mitzvahs to declare exactly which one a person is over when if he speaks Lashon Hara.